Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Part five of our deep dive into the Durham investigation is happening right now. And let me just remind you, if you were listening to this, part one, two, three, and four are on our podcast. You can go back and listen to those. If you are one of the amazing listeners that's been sharing this podcast on social media, keep it up. We are exposing the Durham investigation, Hillary Clinton, her campaign, the DOJ, the FBI. And this week, we were one of the top 10 podcasts in America because of you sharing this podcast. So keep it up as we keep exposing this incredible breaking news with the Durham investigation. Now, let's get into the latest news that we have on this. Former Congressman Gabbard, who is currently a U.S. Army National Guard member, has just come back from a deployment to Africa. And she had a lot to say about President Biden and exactly what has happened under Barack Obama, as well as the media and how they are attacking people using this same type of smear campaign they used against Donald Trump. In fact, she is now calling it a conspiracy. This recent indictment of the Clinton-linked District of Columbia attorney, Michael Sussman, by the special counsel John Durham, is another example of how the elite, she says, like Hillary Clinton, seek to destroy any political outsider that they believe endangers their power. Now, you may remember that when Gabbard ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, she was accused of being a Russian asset by the Hillary Clinton campaign. She started moving up in the polls. And she had some good early debates, and they needed to destroy her because they thought she could be a threat. And so what did they do? They started attacking her just like they attacked Donald Trump with misinformation campaigns and lies. In fact, they accused this woman, a U.S. Army active duty, right? She's now the National Guard. She has just come back from a deployment to Africa, and they decided she was such a threat to them that they would accuse her, a woman that is willing to die for her country, serving her country as a major in the Army, as saying that she is a Russian asset. Now, a lot of you may have forgotten this because, again, this was back when she was running for president, and this was part of the way that they attacked her. They were, you know, trying to end her because they hated her. And so what happened is the Biden team, Obama, the Clintons, they all said, all right, we got to get rid of this woman, right? We got to get rid of her as fast as we can. We can't have her get in the way of who we want to be at the White House. So how do we get rid of her? We'll just say she's a Russian asset. That'll end her career. Hey, Diaz, did I say in 2016 by accident? Now, one of the reasons why they wanted to slander her to the point where she could never recover is because they were terrified that she was going to run as a third-party candidate, that she was going to somehow defect from the Democratic Party, right, and say, all right, you guys have come after me, and I'm going to go third party. And they were afraid that she was going to be a third party candidate, that she would pull votes from other Democrats. So the Democratic Party basically rallied the troops and they did everything they could to bury her politically. They didn't care that she served her country. They didn't care that she was in the Army. They didn't care that she is someone that has gone tours of duty to protect and defend this country. That didn't matter to them. The same way it didn't matter when they set up a perjury trap on purpose, knowing it was all based in lies with General Flynn. They don't care if you served your country. They don't care if you wear a uniform. There is no one that is off limits. There is no family member that's off limits. There's no individual, Republican or Democrat. If you get in the way of the power structure of the Democratic Party, what they've learned is, whether it's 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, we'll just declare that you're a Russian asset. And that should be all we need to hear from you. We'll end you that way. Hell, we'll even get you impeached. Donald Trump, we will get you impeached. We will get you impeached. Donald Trump was impeached. Okay? Let's be very, very, very clear. Donald Trump was impeached over a lie that was paid for and a script that was written by the Hillary Clinton campaign, DNC. They paid for the script. And then they paid lawyers to go sell the script and paid them by the hour when they were meeting with the feds telling them about their script, which they wrote, all based in lies, none of it true, and they all knew it was true the entire time, just to overthrow the will of the people. And you look at Major Tulsi Gabbard. She was about to get in her way, too. All right, we'll ruin her life. We'll call her a Russian asset. Well, she wears an American uniform. Even better, it'll sound, you know, super homelandish, right? Like the TV show. This will be great. We don't care if we ruin her entire life. We don't care if she served her country. We don't care. We will ruin her. Take a listen to what former presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard had to say on Special Report discussing the White House's approach to destroying any political enemy of them. And she was one of them.
Well, I want to ask you about this. You know, we're just getting the tip of the iceberg about this John Durham investigation, and there's been an indictment of a Hillary Clinton attorney, Mr. Sussman, about basically infusing this Russia narrative with the help of various media outlets and others. And it may go other places. We don't know. We're following it. But you have a unique perspective in that Hillary Clinton once called you a Russian asset. Just to remind people, take a listen.
They're also going to do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate.
I want you to think about what Hillary Clinton just said. That was an interview that she did in 2019. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. This is total horse, you know what? I want to back it up again. I want you to think about how sick you have to be to slander a Democrat that you're afraid of and your power grab. October the 17th, 2019, Hillary Clinton's like, hey, it worked the first time against Trump. Why not use it again, right? We might as well use it again. Worked so well how we got Donald Trump impeached over this accusation. So let's just say it again. We'll say, yeah, anybody we don't like is in fact a Russian asset. This Democrat, yeah, we know who she is. She's a Russian asset. She wears a uniform. Doesn't matter if she's a Russian asset. How do you know this? Well, I made it up the first time we got Trump impeached. Why not make it up again? Ruin someone else's life.
They're also going to do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. Mm-hmm. She's the favorite of the Russians. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate.
They went on to confirm that that was you that she was referring to. Your thoughts as we're starting to get this Durham investigation and what that means?
Confirms what I've known to be true, which is that you have the power elite, people like Hillary Clinton, those around her, working with the media, the deep state, in order to bring down the destruction and downfall of anyone that they deem to be a threat to their power. Outsiders, people like me, people like Donald Trump, doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, if they identify, hey, this is someone who's not going to toe the line, this is someone who's not going to follow kind of the establishment way of things that are accepted, they pose a threat, and we will do, they will do all they can to silence or censor or cancel what they view to be a threat. And so this is bigger than about me or Trump or anyone else. This is actually a threat to our country and our democracy, and the arrogance that these people have in thinking they have the right to manipulate the American people, what they view, what they hear, what they see, all to preserve their own selfish interests, not caring at all about the impact on the country, the impact of the American people or who gets hurt along the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think the big thing that takeaway from this interview that former Representative Tulsi Gabbard did is the fact that she's like, look, they'll screw anybody. They'll ruin anybody's life they can get their hands on. They don't care who you are. They don't care if you're Republican. They don't care if you're a Democrat. If you are a threat to their power, then what they will do is they will come after you and go after you with everything they have. I mean, you listen to this Clinton audio again. I personally believe that this is slander and libel. I believe that she should be charged with crimes for this. I mean, when you do this and act this way, as Hillary Clinton did, referring to a woman that's running for president in 2020, trying to connect them to Russia as a Russian agent when they wear a uniform. Who the hell do you think you are to be able to pull that off? But the way that it rolls off her tongue, This is just normal Clinton crime family, mafia-style politics.
We're also going to do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate.
She's a Russian asset. She's the favorite of the Russian. There is zero information to back that up. Right? That's just that you're literally pushing a conspiracy theory. Okay, with that. There is zero information that would support the claim that Hillary Clinton just made there. But look at how fast and how easy she was willing to lie to destroy a woman's career, right? To turn her into a traitor. Because if you're a Russian asset, that means that you work for the Russian government, that you're a traitor to the country which you took an oath to protect and defend while you're in not only Congress, but also in the army. This is a woman that's put her life on the line for the United States of America. And you can see how easily the Clinton crime machine will just try to destroy your life. You know, she's clearly the favorite of the Russians government. I mean, she's a Russian asset. She just went from candidate that the Russians like, and they may not even know who the hell she was at the time. Doesn't matter. Because people were talking about her as a possible third-party candidate. Now, you also have to remember, why were people talking about Representative Giffords as an individual that they thought could run for president as a third party? The reason why is because they were so disgusting to Congresswoman Gabbard. They were so disgusting to her on stage, the Democrats, that there were many people that were believing that she was probably going to run as a third party spoiler, right? The media got that up, right? There was a fanfare around her because when she was on stage at the Democratic debates, the Democrat socialists and communists were treating her like she was a Donald Trump, because early on, there was a lot of people that were listening to what she had to say. It was polling well, and they had to dismiss her. So grab Hillary Clinton, because if Hillary Clinton says it, obviously it has legs, right? If Hillary Clinton says this, and she comes out and she slanders you this way, then it must be true. Now, there's nothing to back this up. There's nothing that she said here that was based in fact. There's nothing coming out of Russia that says that any of this is true. But we'll just declare that a woman that we don't like, who's running for president, who might be a third-party candidate, we'll make sure life ruined. Ruined. We'll just ruin it right now. You might run as a third-party candidate? Okay, we have to dismiss you. Now, we can't off you, but we can off your career. Can't get rid of you in that way, but we can try to get rid of you politically, and so we will just start a rumor. Did you hear about Tulsi Gabbard? Yeah, you know she's a Russian's favorite. Actually, she's a Russian asset. Did anybody investigate her, by the way, in the military for being a Russian asset? No, of course not. Why? Because this was made up on the fly by Hillary Clinton. This is the blank that they will do to ruin your life. The same thing that they did to Donald Trump, the same thing they did to anybody around Trump, the same thing that when they set that perjury trap with General Flynn. I go back to the core thing that I said, and I hope every one of you will go back to podcast 1, 2, and 3 on this Durham investigation, these indictments. The original thing that I said to you that still stands true in this part, 4 days later, is that they knew from the very beginning. And Hillary Clinton knew while she was watching it that Donald Trump was actually being impeached, and so did Nancy Pelosi and everybody else. They knew that they were impeaching someone based on a story that they actually wrote. On a story that they wrote and created. A story that they actually paid a writer to write. They used money, campaign donations, to write a story that they knew was a lie, and then they sold it to the media, and the media then sold it to the American people. And when they watched the President of the United States of America being impeached, they knew that that story that they wrote, that they authored, that they paid for, was a lie. And they let it happen. Not only did they let it happen, they happily let it happen. They were laughing. They were kicking back and going, look at how powerful we are. Look at what a crime family of scumbags we have become. We can overthrow a president if we want to. We can lock people up if we want to. We are the deep state. We are the FBI. We are the CIA. We are the State Department. We've got the Hillary Clinton crime machine at our disposal. Call Hillary. We need to get rid of a new person. Who we need to get rid of? There's this Democratic woman who's speaking her mind, and it's connecting with people. What's her name? Tulsi Gabbard. Okay, wait. She's in the military? No way. Oh, this is not good. She's a congresswoman, and she's a major in the Army. Oh well, we got to get rid of her. Call the Clintons. Let's get her political career destroyed. We can fix this. Hey, get her on a podcast, right? Get Hillary on a get her on a podcast with former Obama advisor David Plouffe, or whatever the hell his last name is. Yeah, we'll get her on there, and then say, just make it up as you go. Hey, she's the Russians' favorite. Well, actually, she's an asset. She's actually their favorite. No. She's not just their favorite. She's their asset. She's in the military still at this point in time, by the way. There should have been a huge investigation, right?
Do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate.
I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her. The Russians are grooming her to become a third party candidate. I'm Hillary Clinton, sitting down with a guy that knows how to ruin people's lives too. Former Obama advisor. We're on a podcast. Yeah, they're going to do a third party thing again. And I'm not making any predictions, but let me ruin this poor girl's career. I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary, and they're grooming her to be a third party candidate. The Russians are.
She's the favorite of the Russians.
She's the favorite of the Russians. You think David, right, with campaign guy doing this podcast, you think he would be like, well, hold on a second. What do you have to back that up? No, he's in on it, too. He's part of the Democratic machine. We got to off this person today politically. Let's do it. Come on over, Hillary. Let's get on my podcast. And we'll tell the world that this woman who wears a uniform, a major in the Army, a woman who has served her country in Congress and on the battlefield, will tell everybody she's a Russian asset, the Russians' favorite. We'll tell everybody she's a traitor to her country. It worked on Trump. Why wouldn't it work on her?
Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate.
There it is. If she runs a third party candidate, we'll tell everybody that she's a Russian asset.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, I love the response from this patriot. This is when I wish politics wasn't so nasty. You know, you look at this congresswoman, former congresswoman, who's still serving her country. The way that she responded to Hillary Clinton is spot on. The only difference is I would have said, I'm suing.
The date.
They went on to confirm that was you that she was referring to. Your thoughts as we're starting to get this Durham investigation and what that means?
Confirms what I've known to be true, which is that you have the power elite, people like Hillary Clinton, those around her, working with the media, the deep state, in order to bring down the destruction and downfall of anyone that they deem to be a threat to their power. Outsiders, people like me, people like Donald Trump, doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, if they identify, hey, this is someone who's not going to toe the line, this is someone who's not going to follow kind of the establishment way of things that are accepted, they pose a threat, and they will do all they can to silence or censor or cancel what they view to be a threat. And so this is bigger than about me or Trump or anyone else. This is actually a threat to our country and our democracy, and the arrogance that these people have in thinking they have the right to manipulate the American people, what they view, what they hear, what they see, all to preserve their own selfish interests, not caring at all about the impact on the country, the impact of the American people or who gets hurt along the way.
It's always interesting to hear your point of view. Welcome back anytime. Thank you.
You know, this woman has literally served her country on the battlefield. She has served her country in Congress. And this is what the Democratic Party did to one of their own. Remember, she was a Democrat, not a Republican. She was a Democrat that actually started to question the power structure of the Democratic Party. And they said, we will turn you into a traitor. And we will have Hillary Clinton say this about you. Imagine if you're her, you serve your country, you're in the military, and all of a sudden your phone rings like, Hillary Clinton just said you're a traitor. Hillary Clinton just said that you're a spy. Hillary Clinton just said you're an asset for the Russian government. Hillary Clinton just said you're Russia's favorite for the election to try to destroy you. There better be some serious accountability for all of this. You know, what Durham is doing right now, connecting these dots and slowly and methodically going through this and indicting people. I don't want anyone to be indicted that shouldn't be indicted. I don't want revenge. I want justice. There is a difference. You know, what the Democratic Party did to this Democrat hero, in my opinion, who serves her country, serves Congress, they try to turn her into some sort of spy or asset for the Russian government to ruin her life, all because she questioned them a little bit. You know, that's revenge, okay? That's just pure evil. I've said this from day one. I never want revenge. I don't want to put people in jail because I don't like them politically. That is when you lose freedom in this country. I don't want revenge. I want justice. And what we are seeing with this Durham report at this point is very clear. There was a conspiracy at the highest levels. There was a conspiracy to overthrow the will of the people, number one. There was a conspiracy to destroy people's lives. There was a conspiracy to use the deep state to put it all together. There was a conspiracy with the media They conspired to do this as well. You can't do what they did to Donald Trump, where they actually got him impeached, without a hell of a lot of help from a lot of powerful people. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Washington Times, New York Times. The list goes on and on. Members of Congress have voted to impeach the president. Go look at the list of all the people that voted to impeach Donald Trump. Either they were willfully stupid or they were in on it too. Because a lot of people that voted to impeach Donald Trump on Russia collusion did it because they didn't like the fact that Donald Trump was rewriting the rules in D.C. They didn't like that he put the people first and he didn't put the party first. They didn't like the fact that he was uncontrollable by the swamp. I hope every one of you will share this podcast, okay? Hit that little forward arrow, share it on social media. Share it with your family and friends. If you missed part one, two, or three of our deep dive into the Durham investigation, make sure you get it. Also, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. It's free. Hit that subscribe button so it'll come up on your phone every day, and you can listen every day. Now, next week, we are going to do a deep dive into the border crisis. We're going to do a deep dive into the Haitians that were dropped off into America. We're going to do a deep dive into COVID-19 with these illegal immigrants. And we're going to do a deep dive into the Biden administration lying to the American people about claiming that there is a secure border. All of this is happening on purpose. We're going to do a 5-part series on the border, the open border that's being done deliberately by the Biden administration. So don't miss that next week on our podcast. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.